This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the frenzy with Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, originally diabetic medications that Ozempic was able to get an FDA approval as Wegovy for weight loss. This frenzy for weight loss injections has taken pharmaceutical companies to the next step where they want to have a pill instead of an injectable that they could sell. A weight loss pill that doesn't speed up your heart, that doesn't cause you to soil your pants, that doesn't have other major risk factors, would be a gold mine. It would be a the golden goose of pharmaceuticals. And they know that there are individuals that are a little shy when it comes to injections. People have been asking for oral insulin for a very long time. And the reason why Mounjaro and Ozempic were able to do as well is because many of these individuals who already had to deal with insulin were kind of used to the whole injection thing. But people who have never had to inject themselves, kind of, I don't know. And so you can lose a part of your market share. So coming up with a pill form, just as an aside, insulin can't survive the stomach acid. And they haven't been able to come up with a pill that allows insulin to outlast that treacherous path going through the stomach and intestines. So that's why we don't have oral insulin yet. But with these semaglutides and these GLP-1 agonist medications, these are there is a way to come up with pill form. However, Pfizer has had to stop developing its experimental obesity and diabetes pill, lotiglipron, because it caused elevated liver enzymes. Now, they were in mid-stage clinical studies, and they had to stop it. According to CNBC, New York-based Pfizer said it'll instead focus on its other oral obesity drug, danuglipron, which is now in a phase 2 clinical trial. Lotiglipron and danuglipron and Novo Nordisk's blockbuster drugs Ozempic and Wegovy are part of this class of drugs that is what is keeping people's appetite down, slowing down the absorption of food, helping people lose weight. And some people even are reporting they don't have food noise, where somebody's eating, they don't get cravings, they don't get distracted by food. The problem is, as I said, with the injections, there are side effects that people get. Nausea, vomiting, pancreatitis. Some lose their gallbladder, but I really blame that on the weight loss as opposed to the medication. But you do wonder, could there be a liver issue? Well, apparently with the pill form, it did cause elevation of liver enzymes. Now, what does elevated liver enzymes mean? So your liver cells have a function to do. And the liver has multiple functions in terms of metabolizing drugs and clearing toxins and making cholesterol. When a cell breaks open and gets damaged, the contents leak into the blood. So you have normal circulating liver enzymes, 30s, 40s, because, you know, cells regenerate. That's the normal sort of level that you would pick up in the blood. But if there's a process happening to the liver, we start to see those numbers rise. So if I do a blood test on you and your AST or ALT liver enzymes are up, that means that something might be hurting your liver, breaking open the cells because the enzymes numbers are spiking. If you have hepatitis, which is a direct, viral, or it could be alcoholic hepatitis, but hepatitis is inflammation of the liver, especially viral hepatitis, we're going to see your enzymes in the thousands. Hepatitis can be pretty scary. It could really, really hurt the liver. So that's why every time we see your liver elevated, we always want to screen you for hepatitis. We ask you about your alcohol use. We'll also check your gallbladder if you have one. And the reason why is if you're passing a gallstone and that gallstone is stuck and it's causing back pressure, that pressure can hurt the liver and inflame the liver enzymes. So elevated liver enzymes is not a good sign. That now, have there been benign reasons for it? Yeah, I mean, we've seen people who have exercised and their liver enzymes went up. And then we're like, well, let's check you when you haven't exercised and see if the numbers are back to normal. Most of the reasons for liver enzymes being elevated are not good. Fat around the liver. Fatty liver can do it too. Iron. Too much iron. Like hereditary hemochromatosis could raise your liver enzymes. Whole bunch of things. A tumor. So, trying to make this pill, Pfizer looks like today had to announce they're stopping one of them. And I think the shares dropped about 5%. So they're now going to focus on their other drug. And they found that body weight was reduced after patients with type 2 diabetes took the high-dose versions of the danuglipron twice a day for 16 weeks. So they're going to finalize plans for their Phase 3 clinical trial program by the end of 2023. They also added they're developing a version of danuglipron that patients can take once a day instead of twice. Now, again, they got to be careful because if its sister drug caused liver enzymes, they try to make a once-daily power dosing that could affect. But it shows that there has to be a lot of time, and these glucagon-like peptide 1 agonists, in terms of, they basically mimic a hormone produced in the gut, like GLP-1, signals the brain when you're full, encourages insulin release, lowers blood sugar levels, a fantastic drug. But if it's misused for weight loss and then stopped, you're going to get weight rebound. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one thing we have noticed over the years is many people are starting to move away from religion. And we're hearing that many churches and areas of worship are now being converted into businesses, nightclubs, because people aren't using the space. And COVID probably, and I hate to say this, might have been the nail in the coffin for a lot of congregations and a lot of churches that had to close. Because once there were laws saying you couldn't convene for a funeral, for a wedding, for prayer, I don't know how these congregations survived. I mean, we donate to our temple. Do we go that often? No, we don't. Yep. But we try to keep it alive. We try to keep it going. I think having places of worship for those who want it, safe spaces, air conditioning. We just spoke about how a lot of cities, you know, are very heat insensitive to many communities that don't have a lot of resources. So your churches, your libraries, these are places where people can go, not only find solace, find reprieve, but also, you know, find some air conditioning and some shelter. And so I'm a huge fan of religion, or any religion. If it's something that is good for you, doesn't hurt others, I think your spirituality, if that's what works for you, if it works for my patients, if they find peace, if they find strength, I'm a huge fan. But overall, we are seeing this trend that people are less enthusiastic about their church, about their pastor, rabbi, sheikh, about their and people are starting to exodus away from their temples, congregations. And so what's going on here? Well, as I said, COVID gave people an excuse that they might have been looking for. Many individuals didn't want to go. Why would somebody want to go? Do they feel guilty? Do they not want to be around people? Do they not want to sit quietly? Is it that there's so much other things to do that they don't want to give up an hour, hour and a half, 40 minutes, mass, whatever? Is it that they don't like the politics? There have been many, many clergy who have brought politics into their sermons. And have, now, mind you, it's a free country. You can be whomever you want. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, I don't care. But when it gets infused into the sermon, I've seen people just flee because they say that their pastor or rabbi goes off on rants. And so if religion is supposed to be about religion, and it's supposed to be about your kind of, it's a way to get away from all of this BS, just to have it back at you, it's frustrating. And I don't care, if somebody is a priest or rabbi or, and has a political affinity. I think that's human. They're human. But, if religion is religion, keep that out of it. And so many people have said that they've had to leave where they go because they don't feel like they could be there because of their politics. And I think that's stupid. But what a lot of people don't talk about is the money. Whenever there's a recession or inflation or any sort of economic uncertainty, the churches, temples, mosques get hurt. And I hear from many people, I don't want to go because they're going to ask for money. So I'm going to pray online, or I pray at home. But I don't go because every time I go, they ask for money. Now, mind you, if you read the Bible, and if you understand how, temples and churches work, many of them can only survive on donations. But then you hear complaints that either the priest or the rabbi or whatever is taking all these trips. And so people say, I'm basically donating money for my clergy to go on trips. And I just don't have that money to spend. And so, I think it's multifactorial, and I think that that if things don't change, we could be seeing a lot of congregations and a lot of buildings and a lot of temples, churches, mosques close if they don't have the support. And also, I think many people feel marginalized by religion. 20% of Gen Zers identify as LGBTQ. Now, many religions are very open to the LGBTQ community, but some feel that their religion isn't. And they think, why would I go there and pray to be told that what I'm doing is wrong. And so if the community and the demographics change, you know, I worry because when I treated patients, I needed, it was very helpful for them to pray. And many of them got themselves out of some bad, bad times. And I was very fortunate to practice during a time where I could say, look, up to you guys. You know, I'm going to give you this medication. We're going to get you this support. If you want to pray, like I pray, I go, great. Will you pray with us, doctor? Absolutely. And it was so great when I visited people in the hospital. Let's pray together. Just having that extra that extra tool in your medicine bag, even though it came from the Lord. If the average person's like, no, it doesn't mean anything to me. Sorry. Then that's one less tool we could use in medicine. But also, people are becoming a lot more scientific. Now that it's not just the doctors that know medicine or the historians that know history or the economists that know economics, we have now ability to teach ourselves. And so many individuals go and they study things themselves and they're like, but I don't get it. How do I make this work? How do I make evolution and creationism work? How do I reconcile the two? How do I know what really happened with Noah's flood? You know, did Jesus really walk on water? How did that happen? And so they start to then doubt. You know, faith is belief. But if now people are becoming a lot more scientific in their thinking, now they start to look as the Bible rather than a guide and a historical book and something that provides teachings, but they start to look at it as a fictional work. And so when you try to put it all together, having people put a couple hours of their week, put some money into the basket or send a check, listen to a pastor or rabbi speak, many people choose, I'll pass. And COVID gave them that chance. You know, and it's that opportunity to not go. And also I do see this element of people being less social. There's people I haven't seen since COVID. I used to see them at Temple. But no, they just don't want to be around people. People don't want to be around people. Then on top of that, when you look in that Bible study shooting that happened a few years ago, or the synagogue violence, many individuals are like, why would I go and be a victim of somebody who could possibly be anti-Semitic or anti-church or anti-religion and be violent? So I don't know. I'm not a pastor myself. I'm not a person of the cloth, as you can all tell. I don't think they'd ever let me because, you know, I take too many cuss words. But I do worry because I love having that for my LGBTQ friends that are religious. They love going and praying, and they find peace with that. They find strength. All of us have to meet our maker or leave this earth. And I find that those that have a certain faith, or even if they're atheist, have a calm or a sense of where they're going or what's next, they seem to have a much easier path. And so as a physician, I want that path to always exist. And I also want there to be a safe space. There's a lot of anti-Semitism, anti-LDS, anti-Catholic. There's a lot of people who are anti and racist out there. And knowing that you can have a place where you feel safe, and it is spiritually is crucial. But we're having a problem here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Major headaches if you're flying today, as over 2,800 flights have been delayed or canceled after intense storms hit parts of the Southeast and Ohio Valley. That's according to FlightAware. The airports most impacted this morning were Newark Liberty International, LaGuardia, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta. This as the heat is on for much of the country. The heat that's been in Texas is spreading beyond the Lone Star State. Over the next few days, that heat will push into the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast, as well as a big stretch of New Mexico, Arizona, and parts of southeastern California. Forecasters say temperatures will be at least 5 to 15 degrees hotter than average through the week, and more records could fall. Florida Governor and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is in Texas unveiling his border plan today. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so whenever I see somebody film themselves doing something and then die, I just don't understand how we, can, as a society, let something like this happen. And we are almost encouraging this type of behavior. So we have a social media influencer who died after live streaming himself drinking several bottles of strong, very strong alcohol. Now, this was on China's version of TikTok. The state-run media in the country are reporting it. And the influencer is known as Song Qiang, or Brother 3000. He was found dead hours after broadcasting himself taking part in a competition with a fellow influencer, which involved drinking baijiu, a Chinese spirit with a typical alcohol content between 30 and 60%. This is being reported by Shenyang News, as well as CNN. One of his friends told the outlet that Song Qiang, identified by his real-life surname as Wang, had taken part in an online challenge known as PK against another influencer in the early hours of May 16th. He live-streamed the results on his Douyin channel. PK challenges involve one-on-one battles in which influencers compete with each other to win rewards and gifts from viewers. It also involves punishments for the loser. Apparently, in this case, drinking baijiu. Now, the friend, identified as Zhao, says, "I don't know how much he had consumed before I tuned in, but in the latter part of the video, I saw him finish three bottles before starting on the fourth. The PK games ended at around 1 a.m., and by 1 p.m., family found him dead. Wang was described as decent, straightforward, had a history of filming himself take part in these contests, and the video was no longer available for viewing, but you see pictures of him drinking this." And we've spoken about alcohol poisoning and alcohol intoxication. Alcohol poisoning is alcohol intoxication. And it's when you consume alcohol in such high quantities and at too fast a pace that your body can't metabolize it. Now, the healthy human body can break down alcohol at a rate of 1 ounce an hour. The average shot glass is anywhere from 0.6 to 1.5 ounces of alcohol. And whenever my students are like, "Let's do some shots," they never poured 0.6 ounces. Their shots were more like two shots. Honestly, I know how to pour a shot because I worked and I tended bar when I worked, and I know roughly. Just it's like a few second thing. You just know when you look at it. But the average other person, they don't care, especially if they've been drinking. So you're basically drinking sometimes two and a half shots when you take a shot. Your body can only break down alcohol at a rate of 1 ounce per hour. So if you do take two of these mega shots, you're basically taking four shots in one sitting. Your body will not be able to keep up. Whatever the liver doesn't metabolize, it continues to circulate in the body. Now, as a defensive mechanism, whenever you do drink a lot of alcohol, your body's going to throw it up. When people vomit, it's because the body is trying to save your life. So vomiting is a red flag of acute alcohol intoxication. Alcohol is additionally a sedative, so your respiratory rate can drop to the point of causing the drinker to become unconscious. Slow respiration coupled with high alcohol blood content will cause drinkers to have impaired brain function, loss of memory, acting confused, dilation of blood vessels. If you have dilation of blood vessels, you can hypoperfuse certain organs of your body. The body's going to try to shunt blood to the brain and heart. And so the person who's over drinking might look more pale and clammy because it's taking blood and resources away from the outer to bring it inner. Now, chronic alcohol intoxication can cause scarring of the liver called cirrhosis. So when it comes to alcohol, what is safe to drink? Well, some agencies say no alcohol safe to drink. Any bit of alcohol could cause cancer, cause heart disease, GI upset. The American, American Academy of Cardiology has been looking at alcohol in terms of like one a day for heart health, but we're still just not there yet to say, guys, go ahead. And part of the reason why is I don't think people realize what a standard drink is. Okay, one standard drink is equal to 5 ounces of wine. Now, I've seen some of your wine glasses. They're fish bowls or these big goblets. We're talking about 5 ounces in a small glass. Okay? That's not a lot. 12 ounces of beer is considered one drink. 8 ounces of malt liquor. 1.5 ounces of a shot. Or of 80 proof or 40% alcohol content. That would be considered one drink. According to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, a man should drink no more than 2 standard drinks a day, and for women, no more than 1. Now, binge drinking has been described as 4 or more drinks for a woman, or 5 or more drinks for a man in a 2-hour period. Now, some of you will say, I never binge drink, so I don't have to worry about that. I go, okay, well, let's talk Super Bowl. Super Bowl is about 3.5, maybe 4 hours. But between you coming to the party and halftime, how much have you drunk? If you've done a couple shots, if you've had a couple beers, and then now comes halftime, so you grab something else, you could already be at the binge drinking level. So, you know, you have to be careful. If you're taking Tylenol and other medications, that could also affect your liver and affect the way you metabolize it. Any amount of alcohol could be toxic. And people are like, yeah, but you have to drink a certain amount for it to be toxic. No, any amount could be. So, depending on how much you drink, you might have certain body functions. So between 0.02 to 0.039%, you might have a little euphoria. You may be a little less shy, maybe a little bit more relaxed, but no loss of coordination. Between 0.04 and 0.059%, you might feel a little good. You might relax, some lower inhibitions. You might feel a little warm, a little euphoric, but you might lose a little bit of your judgment and memory. Lower caution. Between 0.06 and 0.099%, slight impairment of balance, speech, vision, reaction time. This is why you get in trouble and you get a DUI. After 0.06, most states, that's a DUI. Because you're impaired on your speech, vision, reaction time, hearing, reduced judgment, self-control, impaired reason and memory. 0.1 to 0.129, significant impairment in motor coordination, loss of good judgment, speech is slurred, balance, peripheral vision, reaction time. By 0.13 to 0.159%, gross motor impairment, blurred vision, you start to feel bad. 0.16 to 0.199%, you're nauseous, you look like a sloppy drunk. You don't care what you say, you seem to be a little out of it. 0.2 to 0.249%, total mental confusion, nausea, vomiting, you might even black out. 0.25 to 0.399% alcohol poisoning, loss of consciousness. By 0.4% blood alcohol level, you could go into a coma and possibly die due to cardiac or respiratory arrest. So keep in mind, it takes a while to metabolize. If you are a woman who weighs 150 pounds, your blood alcohol level after 2 drinks could be close to that 0.06. So 2 drinks, you might already be unable to drive. So hours after your first drink, the more time, the better. But sometimes you could drink so much that it takes a long time. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week, many of you asked if we know anything about the mom of the son and the husband who had died on the Titanic sub. Have we heard from the mom? And apparently she has spoken out. I'm surprised this soon. I would have been just still beside myself, losing both my husband and son, but bravely she was able to talk about it. And I get it, sometimes that does help you heal. But the mom, her name is Christine DeWood. She said she did not know about the possibility of an implosion during this wait for the vessel. She was one of the ones who had believed in that 96-hour sort of course. And I wouldn't blame her for that. Being a mom, you get a feeling. You know, I mean, when I heard the news, I already felt that sunken feeling, but she's a mom. Maybe she didn't feel that feeling, and so she, you know, there's always hope, and you will hold on to hope. So she said that she thought that they would hopefully still be alive until she got a call from the U.S. Coast Guard confirming they found debris. The UK-based billionaire Shahzada and his son Sulman Dawood were two of the five victims killed. This was as they were descending. I think they were only 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. They were, I think, 1 hour 45 minutes into their descent when poorly designed submersible imploded. The U.S. Navy had detected sounds consistent with the implosion soon after the Titan lost contact on Sunday, but it was deemed not definitive, and the detail was not released publicly. The search and rescue mission continued until debris was found. There are still, I believe, efforts to try to find the bodies, although we're not exactly sure how much of the bodies could possibly be intact. But the wife and the mother of Shahzada and Sulman, Christine, has said she believed they would initially be fine when they first lost communication. She said she lost hope after 96 hours, followed by the call from the Coast Guard, which confirmed debris. So just heartbreaking for her to go through this. This was an interview with BBC. She had amazing composure. And now she and her daughter, Alina, were on the Titan support ship, Polar Prince. Oh, they were there on the support ship and had said goodbye to them and were there before they left. And so hours after they lost communication on June 18th, they believed they were fine. Now, I find that kind of fascinating that they were there on the Polar Prince, because I'm under the impression that when this happened, OceanGate knew exactly what happened. And that's why it took so long for them to contact the Coast Guard, because they were trying to contact the other CEO. Maybe they were trying to contact the attorneys. What do we do? You know, this might happen. And maybe somebody said, look, you still have to do an official search and rescue. Contact Coast Guard. We still haven't had an explanation why it took 8 hours for the Coast Guard to be contacted. So that's my guess, that they were in such a state of shock. But how, if they were on the Polar Prince, how did they maybe not see all that, unless they kept it hidden from them, or they just went with the pretense, they're fine, and wishful thinking. So, interestingly, the 19-year-old boy, is apparently a gifted puzzler, and he brought a Rubik's Cube onto the Titan. He is able to solve the Rubik's Cube in 12 seconds. And the mom said that he wanted to break the world's record by doing it underwater. The dad, Shahzada, brought a camera to record the moment. They even reached out to the Guinness Book of World Records telling them what they were going to do. Sulman was the 19-year-old. He brought a Rubik's Cube with him because he wanted to try to break a world record. He said, I'm going to solve the Rubik's Cube 3,700 meters below sea at the Titanic. The teenager was a student at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, the UK, contacted the Guinness World Record about his efforts before the expedition. She added that his father, which is apparently one of Pakistan's richest men, brought a camera to record the world attempt. He was a big fan of the Rubik's Cube, carried it everywhere he went, and was so adept at it they could solve it in 12 seconds. So, interestingly, I think the aunt had spoken out that the boy was scared, that the boy didn't want to go, but he didn't want to disappoint his dad. Now, whenever I am faced with something that I don't want to do, I will, in turn, come up with a goal, and I will have a goal, and that will be what I focus on. So let's say I'm scared. Let's say I'm, I don't know if you've ever been to Six Flags, and you're hanging upside down, hundreds of feet in the air, and you're waiting for the ride to go. And you're like, what the hell am I doing here? Well, I focused on the goal. I wanted to say I did it. I wanted to be there for my kid. And so I don't think I'm going to be doing that again. That was some scary, scary stuff. But, and so my guess is that was a distraction for him. And it was going to be scary. He was a little nervous. But he's got a mission. Not only to see the Titanic, but that mission to do the Rubik's Cube thing. And so, you know, when you look at it and you just know this kid had a whole life ahead of him. It stinks. It's sad. But, you know, it seems like the mom and the sister have a lot of support. It's going to be rough. It is going to be, you know, people find solace in, look, when people die, they die doing what they loved. They were doing something they wanted to do. This is something that it was, you know, a great event. If any thought that one of them might not have really been on board with this and might have kind of felt like they couldn't let their dad down, that just makes it even more tragic. So, you know, I'm blown away, by the way, being a Gen Xer, that these Rubik cubes are still, I used to call it a Rubik's cube, but it's not, it's called Rubik. Right? I used to call it Rubik's cube. Am I wrong? Yeah. Well, you know why? It's not Rubik's with an X. It's Rubik's because it's K apostrophe S. Yeah. So if you didn't know how to spell it. These Rubik's cubes, I mean, the record is, I don't know who the world's record is. I think the fastest is 3.13 seconds. I saw a video. 3.13 seconds of a 3x3. And I don't know how they do it. I wish I did, as a physician, how they have that ability. I mean, they move their hands quickly. I know there's a pattern. Somebody said that there's certain turns you do, and that no matter what you do with those turns, that the colors will eventually line up. And I want to learn that. I don't care. I don't have to do it in 3.13 seconds. I just never solved a Rubik's Cube since the 19. I've never solved it. The only time I ever solved a Rubik's Cube was I took off all the stickers as a kid. And then I place the stickers onto the right side. And then I showed my mom. You see a Rubik's Cube with diagonal stickers and torn stickers, but the green side was green and the red side was red. The yellow side was yellow. So I technically had a Rubik's Cube to give her that had all the colors. But how these people can do it in 3 seconds, I think there's a rhythm, there's a pattern, and as long as you do that pattern, you end up able to, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.